Today's workout highlights. The day began with players coming out of the tunnel ready to go to work on the second last day of training camp. Brett Lowther was on the field early, putting the ball through the uprights from various lengths. Positional groups then started to assemble and warm up prior to the official start of the workout. The whistle would sound, the music would start, and it was time for special teams work to begin. The focus was on field goals, and Lowther was tested from as far away as 52 yards, and all of his kicks sailed through the uprights from both hash marks. After the special teams work was done, the players broke down into their positional groups for some preliminary work. Next came the offensive and defensive walkthroughs for more playbook installation. After those sessions, the players went right back into their stretch and warm-up period. Following the warm-up, the players broke back down into positional drills with varying focuses around the field. From blitz pickup for the running backs to the offensive linemen working on double teams and overloads. Once that portion of practice was complete, the riders went into a teams period. Here are how the plays broke down. Trevor Harris would start at quarterback. His first play was a handoff to AJ Willette. Harris' next play was a handoff again to the new free agent signing. He was met in the hole this time by Jameer Thurman. Harris stayed at the controls for the third offensive play. It once again was a handoff to Willette, who started to his left and then cut back to the right. Mason Fine would come in on the next play and make a pass to the near side flat complete to Aju. Fine's next play was a handoff to Frankie Hickson, who was stopped in the hole by Zacoby McLean. Antonio Pipkin was in next, and his first play was a screen pass in the flat to Samuel Emelis. Shea Patterson was up next. His first play was a handoff to Frankie Hickson. He would start towards the left-hand side of the line, but he was stopped quickly by the combination of late Court Moore and RJ McIntosh. Patterson would then throw a completed pass to Joe Robustelli. The last completion would end the period, and the team would break off into special teams play. Once the clock expired on the special teams work, Coach Mace fired the whistle and got the team ready for their individual battle drills. The offense played 7 versus 7, while the linemen were 1 versus 1. Here is the breakdown of the offensive session. Trevor Harris finds Samuel Emelis complete on the right side. Harris' next pass was complete to Kean Sheffer Baker on a dig route. Next play, Harris would look to his left and find Aju. Following the competition, Harris would drop back, load up and find Joe Robustelli on a long competition. Shea Patterson would get a turn at the controls next. His first pass was just over the outreached arms of Mitchell Picton. Patterson next would fire across the middle to an open Kean Sheffer Baker. Mason Fine came out next, and his first pass was complete in traffic to Aju. Fine then would spot an open Sean Bain Jr. coming across the middle for another competition. That completion brought that portion of practice to a close. Following those one-on-ones, the offense and defense went into a walkthrough period. Meantime, at the south end of the field, Brett Lowther came on to continue kicking field goals from 30-plus yards. Next up, it was a team session once again, with the offense taking on the defense. Here is the breakdown. Harris would throw to the far side flat incomplete for Willette. Next play, Harris would scramble and then find Willette in the flat. On the next play, Harris would once again find Willette underneath. Next play, Harris hands off to Hickson. Jack Cohn would come in to quarterback following that play. His first play, he finds a wide open Samuel Emelis. Harris would come back in and throw a ball complete to Frankie Hickson. Cohn would come back in on the next play and hand the ball off to Thomas Bertrand Houdin. Antonio Pipkin comes in next and throws a nice ball to Mitchell Picton on a full rollout. Pipkin would then hand the ball off to Clint Rotkovich. The session would then wrap up with a handoff to Clint Rotkovich. After the play, the offense would back up to their own 35 to start a new series. On the first play, Mason Fine would come in and use a hard count. It didn't draw the defense, but the offense jumped along the line, drawing cheers from the defense. On the next play, Fine fires too high for Mitchell Picton. After the incomplete pass, the defense dials up the pass rush and force a throw from Fine just wide of the intended receiver. Shea Patterson would come in next and complete a middle screen to Frankie Hickson. Patterson flushed out of the pocket on the next play and his pass intended for Aju is dropped and incomplete. After the incompletion, the Riders would move to the red zone. Trevor Harris is the quarterback first. He is forced to throw his first pass away as he runs out of time and room while rolling to the far side of the field. On the next play, Harris throws a slant route for Keyshawn Jossen that sails over his head and almost intercepted by Roland Milligan Jr. However, the coaching staff would call pass interference on the play. Move the ball to the 1 yard line. Harris would hand it to AJ Willett, who would find a seam and into the end zone. The football would once again be backed up to the 10-yard line for Jack Cohn to come in to direct the offense. The defense showed great coverage, and with Charbel DeBeer on his heels, Cohn is forced towards the sideline where he throws the ball away. After the incompletion, Cohn's pass is intercepted by Nickerio Harper, who steps under Geronimo Allison in the corner of the end zone for the pick. The whistle would sound, and the players would go into a cool-down stretch followed by the singing of Happy Birthday to Jermarcus Hardrick. Today's weather. Partly sunny skies were anticipated for the morning workout at Mosaic Stadium. However, the skies threatened with a 70% chance of rain, or thundershowers anticipated in the afternoon. As was expected, there was minimal gusting to 26 km per hour from the west. Not on the field. LB Nick Wiebe. DB Jackson Ford. OL Daniel Johnson. OL Noah Zier. Rec Deshaun Mims. Rec Del Duncan Busby. Rec Jake Parker. Rec Don'T Myers. DL Anthony Lanier II. DB Amari Henderson. FB Bruno LaBelle. Breakout play of the day. The last play of the session may have been the best one. Jack Cohn was at quarterback in the red zone drill. He would drop back to pass looking for Geronimo Allison at the back of the end zone. Looked like a pass that would just drop into his arms, however, out of nowhere Nickerio Harper would fly into high point the ball and intercept the pass and start running it back the other way. The one to watch. Brett Lowther was extremely active in the session, kicking from all over the field. He talked about experimenting with his stroke in the preseason, but he again looked good in practice, sent kick after kick through the uprights from various lengths and field positions.